ABC Radio Australia.
A pharmaceutical company that's been mired in controversy has signed an exclusive agreement with the Vanuatu government, locking it in as the exclusive provider of a national diabetes treatment for an quarter of a century. The company Phoenix Life Sciences also plans to develop a marijuana plantation on the island of Santo in the country's north and offer its cannabis-based medication as an alternative to insulin to diabetics in the country. But as Priyanka Srinivasan reports, some locals are outraged by the news and plan to petition the government to have the agreement scrapped.
In Vanuatu, diabetes is the largest cost to the national healthcare system.
Ever since pharmaceutical company Phoenix Life Sciences announced plans to relocate its operations from the United States to Vanuatu, there has been a flurry of activity. The company has set up so-called health centres to provide medical tests to patients and recruited people for planned clinical trials of its cannabis-based drugs. And now Phoenix Life Sciences has signed the agreement, giving it exclusive rights to offer medical services for diabetes, cervical cancer, and autoimmune disease. The company has also been granted rights to prescribe its product, Phoenix Metabolic, which contains the marijuana-derived cannabinoids, as an alternative to insulin for diabetics. But a Ministry of Health spokesperson says Phoenix Life Sciences can't begin operations until changes are made to the country's Dangerous Drugs Act. Jimmy Luna Tasong is an assistant to Vanuatu's Minister of Health.
In Vanuatu, we have acted to prohibit the illegal drugs. We cannot start anything else like what they are trying to do in Vanuatu unless the act is amended. Till such time when the act is amended, we can talk about the right to Phoenix Life Science to carry out their duties.
Nevertheless, CEO Martin Tindall says the company is moving forward with its program and is continuing its clinical trials on diabetes patients. He says the company will always operate under Vanuatu's laws and its signed agreements. But the announcement has shocked locals on the island of Santo, where, according to the agreement, Phoenix Life Sciences will be provided 5,000 acres of land to set up a marijuana plantation. Graham Lele is a customary chief of Araki Island in South Santo, where the plantation would be located. He believes the agreement is fraudulent.
Under the laws of Vanuatu, marijuana is an illegal drug. But how the government came to accept the company's proposal and all the ideas behind that is what we can say is fraudulent or still in the question. Because many people in Vanuatu, I believe they are against the idea, and especially the people in Santo are fully against the idea.
Chief Lele is particularly concerned about the health impacts of the treatment offered by Phoenix Life Sciences.
We are worried. Our people are worried. The general population of Santo and South Santo are worried, especially for the youth and young people. But how we going to approach that after the approval of the government to the Council of Chiefs and Santo? They'll petition the government and not to establish the company.
Phoenix Life Sciences claims that its product, Phoenix Metabolic, that uses compounds extracted from the cannabis plant, is an effective treatment for diabetes. But the World Health Organization doesn't recommend cannabis as a treatment for diabetes. Ryu Chekechi from Australia's Curtin University is currently researching the benefits of cannabis for treating memory loss in diabetics. He says there are indications the drug could be helpful in treating diabetes, though he's not sure it would be better than existing treatments.
If the US company is actually doing such research, I actually don't know how this is going to be effective. All I know is that it's a quite strong anti-inflammatory drug, and inflammation is one of the major drivers for diabetes. It should work, but in comparison to like existing drugs like glitazones and metformin, I cannot say.
Vanuatu's Doctors Association is also worried by developments, saying Vanuatu doesn't have the adequate ethics oversight to ensure the trials are conducted safely. Phoenix Life Science is expected to respond to these concerns in the coming days.